The last 2 years have been particularly dry. This has probably been the driest year on record. Governor Brown declared a drought state of emergency. Oh, dear. Then the skies opened a couple of weeks ago, dropping 3 to 4 inches of rain on my house, and almost immediately the hills turned green. This is the California I know and love. I, for one, relaxed a bit. Then, bam! The San Luis Obispo County supervisors suddenly declared a drought emergency, and I was kind of stunned. What's going on here? So I invited into the studios the county's administrator, its top staff guy, the person who makes things happen for the supervisor, and he's here. Welcome, Dan Buckshy.
Thank you very much. Happy to be here.
We know it's been dry. It's been dry for months, for years. But did something happen in the last few weeks or so that might have changed your view that caused the supervisors to act now to declare an emergency?
We've been monitoring the situation for a long time. And obviously, when the USDA, the U.S. Department of Agriculture, declared San Luis Obispo County to be in a drought and emergency, they did that on January 15th. And then the governor declared a state of emergency as a result of the drought on January 17th. We decided it was time to ratchet things up on our end and take a real close look at what the governor wanted, what the governor's doing. And one of the requests in the governor's drought declaration was that all entities and individuals reduce water use by 20%. So I formed a drought task force team comprised of multiple county departments to take a look at our water situation more closely. Obviously, we've been dealing with water in the Paso Water Basin for quite some time. Now we're taking a look more broadly across the county, and there are some situations that are of significant concern. So that's why we moved things forward. We felt the timing was appropriate now.
How do we compare with other regions of the state?
There are 16 other counties that have made a proclamation of local emergency as a result of the drought. So we're right in there. But if you were to look on a map that's published by the USDA, there are 5 different levels of drought status, drought emergency, if you will. And we are at the most severe here in San Luis Obispo County. And the Central Coast, more broadly, is the most severe in the state.
I would think the Central Valley would be the most severe.
They are also in a difficult situation, and some of the areas are as high of a rating as we are, or low of a rating, depending on your perspective. But they also have different water agreements in the area that make the situation a little bit different there.
They, of course, get runoff from the Sierra. Extent to which there is runoff that we don't get here.
Yeah, that's correct. And if you look at some of our communities, obviously there are a lot of microclimates here, and there are a few that receive considerably less water on average than other parts of the county, and those are the areas that are of concern.
So you guys looked around, you took status of what we had. How bad are things water-wise in the county?
There are a few areas that are of biggest concern. One is Cambria. Depending on the estimate, there are somewhere between 100 and 150 days' supply of water. Now, the county does not have direct oversight for water. The Cambria Community Services District, or CSD, has that responsibility, but we're working with them closely to try to coordinate efforts to figure out how to bring in additional water to Cambria. One option they're looking at is to use portable desalinization units, put those in the creek near the where there's more salinity in the water to purify that water and potentially use that as emergency drinking water should we not receive any more rain.
Cambria, what else? Who else?
Another area that's a big concern is out the County Operations Center, which is about halfway between San Luis Obispo and Morro Bay on Highway 1. It's where the county jail, the juvenile hall, we have our fleet services. Well, we have a shared water arrangement with the California Men's Colony of the Prison, with Cuesta College, and with Camp San Luis in the County Office of Education. And all of those entities are reliant upon state water. The state has announced that there will not be any new water deliveries from state water for 2014, which is obviously concerning. It's the first time in the history of state water that will have occurred. And then secondly, we are owed allocations of water from the state from prior years, but it appears that there may not be enough of that to go around. So something we're looking at doing is potentially an emergency pipeline project, an intertie to tie into Nacimiento pipeline water in order to provide water to those areas.
How does the state supply water? I don't understand that. Maybe it's too technical for our audience, but is there a special pipeline that comes from the state water system?
Yeah, it's actually fairly straightforward. They have a series of reservoirs throughout the state. I think it's 10 to 12, maybe 15 reservoirs. And then there are pipes that connect those reservoirs through various regions within the state. Where we receive most of our state water from is from the San Luis Reservoir, coincidentally enough, which is located near Santanella off I-5.
Oh, well, that's a huge reservoir.
It's huge, and it's down. I believe it's at about 20% of capacity at the moment.
The Tribune mentions the Santa Margarita area as particularly difficult. What's the problem there?
They're reliant upon groundwater on wells, and their well levels have dipped due to the drought. Now, they did see a little bump after these rains. Santa Margarita typically receives more rainfall on average than some other parts of the county, but it's not enough at this point to really make folks feel comfortable that there'll be a reliable supply. So we're looking at other options again for intertie to tie into other sources of water. Should we not get any rain for the foreseeable future?
We're talking with Dan Buckshy. He's the county administrator, San Luis Obispo County. There were some pictures in the Tribune of the various reservoirs. As I recall, Lopez Lake, maybe Lake San Antonio, Lake Nacimiento. They're parched.
It's true, and hence the reason for concern and why we're really looking at what needs to be done. And there are obviously really two ways to do that, to increase supply or reduce demand. And you know, as the governor is declared in his state of emergency, asking all folks to reduce use by 20%, we're trying to implement that as much as possible here locally and then look for alternate supply options. But obviously during the drought, the alternate supply options are few and far between.
Are you thinking about firm preventing people from using water or setting guidelines?
At this point in time, everything has been voluntary to date, really to try to raise the awareness level amongst everybody in the community to try to save and conserve as much water as possible. Now, what will be interesting, the governor is likely going to roll out more information here in the next month or two. The governor's office has been gathering information statewide about the status of water in all regions of the state. And I suspect the governor's office may implement some mandatory measures within the next few months. And obviously that's an option for us to do here locally. We've not gone there yet. We hope to not have to go there, but should things not improve, that would be a very possible next step. You know, one of the unfortunate cycles is we go through a drought, there's a sense of urgency to respond, and then we receive some rain a few years down the road and that sense of urgency dissipates. And I'm not sure that California as a whole has moved forward to really secure a long-term supply of reliable water as well as it could have.
We're talking with Dan Buckshy. He's the county administrator, and we're trying to get a handle on the drought emergency that was declared by the supervisors just a little over a week ago.
Let me back up a bit. There are two primary reasons why we declared the emergency, the local proclamation. One is we would hopefully be in better position to receive state or federal funding if we highlight that we have some serious health and potential safety issues. And then secondly, I mentioned that we may need to do some emergency type capital projects to help provide more water out at the operations center and at the county jail as well as in Santa Margarita. And an emergency helps us streamline some of the bureaucracy, if you will, to move those projects forward. So those were the two primary reasons for the proclamation of local emergency. The next steps, what we're doing, we're working closely with the various communities. The cities, you know, they have their own responsibilities and jurisdiction for their water supply, but essentially anything outside of city limits. We're coordinating with the various communities to understand and better assess exactly what the water situation is, and then we will be looking to implement some measures to address those.
Now, people who live in the city of Paso Robles, in the city of San Luis Obispo and others, are dependent upon a city water system. You're not an expert on the cities. You're an expert on the county. But is their situation likely to approach the same state of emergency that the county is?
I suspect some may. Each individual city situation is a little bit different. You know, here in San Luis Obispo, where the studio is located, they have several sources of supply, and I think, frankly, are probably the best off of the different cities. Morro Bay, to my understanding, is largely reliant upon state water and some wells, and they're in a little more of a difficult situation as compared to, say, city of San Luis Obispo. The others are likely somewhere in between.
You mentioned desalinization, where where you were dealing with Cambria and the water there. Is desalinization, I've also heard it associated with Morro Bay. Is that, do you think, in the future for a lot of communities along the coast?
It's certainly something that's being discussed. I think it's a longer-term option that will be assessed. How viable it is remains to be seen. There is a project down in Carlsbad, California, in northern San Luis Obispo County, a very large desalinization project that is underway that many folks around the state are looking to see how that actually plays out, how well it works, what the expense is. One of the challenges with desal, in addition to all of the permitting requirements of putting something like that on the coast and having to go through the permitting and ultimately through California Coastal Commission, is that desal is quite an expensive operation. So it really comes down to, does it pencil out?
Mm-hmm. I live in the unincorporated county or in the cities. What's coming down the road for me? What do I need to be prepared to happen to my own water supply and maybe get myself in order for more draconian measures?
I think the best thing you can really do is to read up and inform yourself about what you can do to save water. There are a couple websites that are very helpful. One is saveourh2o.org. Another one is slowcountywater.org. They outline various measures, both what we can do internally in terms of cutting back on our shower time and the like, and then also irrigation plays a big piece into this, outdoor landscaping. So what can be done to cut back and on our outside landscaping and do it more efficiently.
I read somewhere that we might see El Nino next year and therefore maybe see more water. But let's just say there is a next year that is like this year. What's the worst case scenario? What are you guys thinking about?
Well, that's a great question. And you know what we're in the midst of doing right now, I think you nailed the nailed it, is that we're preparing for the worst, hoping for the best in this type of situation. And it's really about taking some actions now to make some emergency interties, to look at where we could bring in emergency water if needed in case we don't receive those rains.
Uh-huh. Dan Buckshire, this has been very interesting, a little unsettling, I must say. We thank you very much for stopping by and kind of putting us in the picture.
Well, thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Dan Buckshire, he is the county administrator, and he's the guy that is making the county emergency work. Thank you. You're listening to Issues and Ideas on Public Radio KCBX.